Radio.com presents stories of mystery and intrigue, espionage and suspense. Hear tales of ticking time bombs, mysterious crime scenes, and cloak and dagger action. This is Relic Radio Thrillers.
Presenting the world's greatest mysteries. And now, your host.
This is Basil Rathbone. In drama and fiction, newspaper men are invariably tough, hard-boiled characters. In real life, this is, well, it's not necessarily true, although several newspaper men I've known were as colorful as anything fiction has ever had to offer. Mike, whom you'll meet in a moment, is based on a real person who actually works for the European edition of a famous American newspaper. Not only is the character real, but, many of the stories which Mike tells are also based on fact. The tale you're going to hear today, for instance, you may even recognize from the headlines in your newspaper of, well, not so long ago. In a moment, Mike will introduce you to another mystery solved and signed with his own unmistakable trademark. Europe Confidential.
Presenting Europe Confidential.
Luis.
Maria. What is it? What's happened?
Pepe. He's been gored by the bull.
Pepe.
He took the muleta and the sword. He was working close, too close. And he was slow, like you said, Senor Garcia.
What are the picadors doing? Quick. We must get out there.
The picadors drove the bull away, but they were late in doing it. They're bringing Pepe now to the infirmary.
In a moment, we'll bring you Lionel Merton as Mike Conoy, the Paris correspondent of a famous American newspaper, in another exciting story in our series, Europe Confidential.
This is Mike Conoy reporting on another assignment for Europe Confidential. I was in Madrid to get copy for my column, seeing the bullfights at the expense of the paper, when I first came across the story of Luis Mantilla. Matter of fact, I was there at the plaza the day it began, watching the spectacle, one of the crowd of thousands packed around the red fence of the Barrera, waiting for the appearance of Spain's great matador. I was there with another newspaper man, a reporter named Ben Forbes, who worked for the Associated Press.
Crowd are getting impatient, Mike. This kid, Pepe Dominico, just isn't good enough for them.
Yeah, I guess they're waiting for the big star, eh?
Luis Mantilla. Yeah. He's the reason why Madrid has turned out by the thousand this afternoon. You wait till you hear the welcome they give him.
Popular boy, huh?
Ah, the current idol. Already they're starting to compare him to Manoletti and all the great ones.
Uh-huh.
He takes risks, you see. Works close and gives them thrills. The crowd come for that.
Yeah. Say, that kid down there is working pretty close himself, isn't he? He nearly slipped that time. He ought to be careful.
Now, they'll get impatient with him soon. Then Mantilla will be brought on. Hey, would you like to meet him later?
Who, the great Luis? Well, sure I would.
Okay, I'll arrange it. I'm on drinking terms with Jose Garcia, his manager. We'll go around to meet him after the show's over.
Luis, the plaza is packed. Dominguez tells me every seat is taken.
Good, Garcia.
The whole of Madrid is here to see the great Luis Mantilla.
To see him live, Senor Garcia, or to watch him die?
What are you doing here?
Never mind that, Garcia. How's Pepe?
There is something wrong with the boy. Today he's slow. He's working too close.
Get him out of there.
We can't do that. The president has not yet arrived. The crowd would not like him.
The crowd.
You should be out there watching him, Maria.
I could not bear it.
Let her alone.
It is not my concern, but you are, Luis, and you should be resting now. It is always your custom to rest.
Stop nursemaiding me.
I will go. I don't want to cause trouble.
Maria.
Afterwards, Luis, I shall do as Senor Garcia wishes and try to watch Pepe.
Luis, I don't wish to interfere.
But you are.
It's wrong.
It's always been wrong. Does that mean we can help it?
Ever since she saw you, that Maria has only had one idea in her head.
You can't blame Maria. It was a mutual thing.
A bad thing.
Nobody wanted it to happen. Now let me alone. You wanted me to give those patrons their money worth this afternoon? Well, get out and stop preaching.
Luis, I'm on your side. I'm only trying to do what is best for you and for everyone.
Luis!
Maria.
What is? What's happened?
Pepe, he's been gored by the bull.
Pepe?
He took the muleta and sword. He was working close, too close, and he was slow, like you said, Senor Garcia.
What are the picadors doing? Quick, we've got to get down there.
The picadors drove the bull away, but they were late in doing it. They're bringing Pepe in now to the infirmary.
We saw it happen. The young matador worked in too close, moved too late. And suddenly the crowd was on its feet in horror. The picadors raced in and drove the bull away, then they carried Pepe Domenico off. The crowd waited, patiently at first, and then with mounting irritation as the program was not resumed and the arena remained empty. Officials of the plaza sought out manager Jose Garcia.
This is terrible, Garcia. The boy was too young. I should never have allowed Luis to persuade me he was ready for an appearance at the plaza. The whole program is threatened. And now, where is Luis himself? He should be out there.
He went to the infirmary. We must give him a little time.
We cannot give him much more time. The crowd is becoming impatient, and the Presidente is due to arrive. Get him out into the arena, Senor Garcia, or there will be trouble.
At least I found someone. Where's Luis?
I don't know. He left the infirmary.
Are they operating on Pepe? Is that why you are waiting here?
There wasn't any need.
Then he's all right. I'm glad. I'll tell the officials. It'll cheer them up.
He's not all right.
But Maria?
Pepe is dead.
I'm sorry.
I can't cry, Garcia. Is that an awful thing to say? He was so young and... Before I saw Luis the first time, I was in love with him. All he wanted to be in the world was to be a great matador. And he lived for that. And he died for it, too. Only I can't cry about it.
Better rest. We'll talk about it later.
He had one idol in his life, and this morning we destroyed that. This afternoon he destroyed himself.
You told me. About you and Luis.
We thought that was the right thing to do. Don't look at me like that, Senor Garcia. I tell you, we thought it was right.
There's nothing else I can say to you, Maria. Nothing I want to say. I've got to find Luis and get him out into that arena.
So that the crowd may have their money's worth. They pay for thrills, don't they, Garcia? And for blood.
I'll tell the doctor to give you a sedative.
I don't need anything.
And you'll have to excuse me. There's going to be trouble if Luis isn't in the arena by the time the president arrives.
Thank you. This is intolerable, Senor Garcia. What do you mean you cannot find him?
Senor Domingue, give me a little more time.
Idiot! The Presidenta is here. The people are waiting. And the arena? It is empty. Never in all my years has such a thing happened to me before.
I've searched everywhere, senor. None of the picadors or the banderillos of Cadria have seen him. Ah, no one has seen.
Since he left that girl at the infirmary. Go back and question her. She must know where he is.
Perhaps it would be better to provide a substitute, Matador.
Substitute?
There is Cabello.
A second later, the crowd would tear the place to pieces.
But, senor...
Garcia, there are 40,000 people who have paid to see Luis Mantilla. And by heaven, they are going to see him. I'll speak to the Presidenta, and he can make an announcement about the delay.
As you will, sir.
And you find him. Question the girl again. She must know where he is. It is simply impossible for someone like Luis Mantilla to disappear.
Impossible, so it would seem, if that was what had happened. The waiting crowd was finally told the program was to be abandoned and their money refunded. They went home disgruntled, speculating on the strange behavior of their favorite torero. Of course, the story was headlined in Madrid the next day, in fact, for days afterwards. And the disappearance of Luis Mantilla was a topic of conversation wherever people gathered. The police came in for criticism because of their failure to find the missing man, but they were at a disadvantage. The one person who might have been able to help remained silent. It was just 4 days after this that I first met manager Jose Garcia. With Ben Forbes, I talked to him in a small cafe off the Avenida Franco.
Senor Forbes said you wished to meet me, Mr. Conroy.
That's right, senor. I've got a suggestion, and I'd like to get your opinion on it.
Yes?
Well, I'm a newspaper man, as you know. I'd like to conduct a private search for Luis Mantilla.
Are you serious?
Sure he's serious, Gardner. I can't talk him out of it. Mike's been deep into this thing. He knows all the facts.
Such as?
Well, that Pepe Domenico who was killed was Luis Mantilla's younger brother. And that Luis and the girl Maria were in love. And, of course, that Maria was married to young Pepe.
Well, that much is fairly common knowledge. What else?
Well, that Luis apparently went straight back to his dressing room after he left the infirmary, changed into street clothes, put on an overcoat and hat, and left the plaza. One of the gatemen thought that he recognized him and tried to speak to him, but Mantilla just kept walking. The guy thought he might have been mistaken.
All Madrid knows that, Mr. Conroy. And since then, he has been sighted by no one. But what I wish to know is why you think you can succeed when everyone, including the police, have failed.
Because for a start, I don't think the girl Maria would talk to the police or to you.
But she might to you, the newspaper man. I doubt that.
She'll have my word, and you can have it too, that I don't print any stories unless you agree. Well, it's worth a try, isn't it?
Yes, perhaps it is. I want to find Luis, and that is all that matters. Shall I make an appointment with Maria?
No. Just give me her address. Leave the rest to me. Well, there are all kinds of ways to get a story. Going in search of a missing matador was a new way for me. The address of the girl Maria was a small apartment building in the central residential area of Madrid. I went there the same evening. I rang the bell of her apartment, but there was no answer. So I went downstairs and I found a janitor, an old guy with a smattering of English who gave me the news.
Maria Domenico, on the third floor, senor. She live here no more.
Where's she gone?
Oh, I do not know. Last night she give up her key. She tell me that if anyone asks for her, I am to say she has left Madrid.
No more, thanks. Look, the fact that Maria's disappeared isn't the end of everything. It confirms our guest that she knows where Luis is and she's going to join him.
How can we find them without the help of Maria?
Well, maybe she wouldn't have helped anyway. And there's this to remember. The trail Luis left is cold, but hers isn't. Now, there must be somebody close to Maria who could help us.
I don't know of anyone.
Well, think. Her friends, family, there must be someone.
Ah, García. It is good to see you again, amigo mio.
Sebastian, stop that row. I'm talking with a friend, an American.
I know your friend is American.
You kindly stop playing that thing. I'm trying to think.
So you are trying to pay. With what, huh? You want to impress the American? How brainy is Jose García? And you, Americano, you are a great aficionado.
He means, are you attracted to the bullfights? Go away, Sebastian. Take that noise box with you.
So you are irritable. You are never the same since Luis, he goes away. When are you going to get a new torero, amigo?
I think if we ignore him, Mr. Conoy, he'll get tired of this.
Oh, tired of you, senor? Never. You are always good for a laugh. And little Maria, huh? Oh, what a one she is. Pepe is dead. Luis gone. So now she takes a third one.
What are you talking about, music maker?
Matthew Domenico. I seen him in here the day before yesterday.
Matthew?
They are talking very close across the table. Talking secrets, senors. Yeah. Love secrets, perhaps.
My heaven, she was with Matthew?
Well, what's all this about, senor?
Luis's elder brother. The family name is Domenico. He's a lawyer here in Madrid. I think it is important that we see him as soon as we can.
Certainly, I was with Maria, Senor García. Since Sebastian has told you, there is little point in my denying it.
He's still trying to find Luis, Matiel. And now Maria, too, has disappeared.
And you want to know why Maria and I met and what we talked about. Well, I am not sure that I can tell you.
I want to find your brother, to persuade him to come back to start again. People don't hold Pepe's death against him, Matiel. It was one of those things that happened, and now it is forgotten.
And you think that is why he disappeared? Because he felt responsible for Pepe's death?
I'm sure of it. Just as I'm sure that the crowns would have him back. And he'd be greater than he ever was before. I've seen them all. Belmonte, Manolete, Joselito, all the past. Another year or two and he could be the greatest of them all. And it's not the money, Matthew. The other is the reason why I want him back.
I believe you.
Then you will assist us to find your brother, senor?
Huh? The two types of appeal. From García, the emotional approach. From the newspaper man, the direct question.
Well, either you will help or you won't. I don't think there's any doubt that you can, if you want to.
One thing holds me back, Senor Conoy. When you find Luis, then what? It becomes a story in your newspaper.
Conoy has given me his promise. There will be no story unless Luis agrees. Let me promise you, Matthew. If he wants to come back to the plazas and the crowds that love him, then let the newspapers proclaim it on every stall and street corner. But if he does not, if he can't be persuaded, then there's an end of it.
I have your word? Both of you?
Yes.
All right. I'll tell you what I can. 3 days ago, I had a letter from Luis granting me power of attorney and asking me to draw funds for him from a bank account.
His own?
He had several since he began to make big money. This one was under another name, and so I was able to make the withdrawal without trouble. His instructions were to give it all to Maria, who would be joining him.
And you did that? Of course. At the cafe.
Yes. At the cafe when Sebastian saw us.
Tell me, where was the letter from, senor?
Valencia, Corsica. There was no other address than that. So now, if you want to find him, I think it is up to you, Senor Conoy.
I took off for Corsica the next day, and in the town of Valenti, I set out to search for Luis Mantilla. I had several photographs of the matador and one of Maria, and with these I combed the city's hotels and lodging places. It was slow, routine, a long succession of negative answers, until finally I questioned the proprietor of a small hotel on the outskirts of the town.
Let me see those photographs again, monsieur.
Yeah, here you are.
You are from the police in England?
No, nothing like that. I'm a newspaper man. I'm trying to find this man for a friend of his.
I would not like to think you tricked me. It would not be good to involve my friends in trouble.
Then you do know these people?
Oui, I know them. Luis Fernando, he stays here several days.
Oh, but look, that isn't...
His real name.
No.
It does not matter. Once he was someone else, now he's Luis Fernando.
Uh-huh.
And Maria, the girl who came 2 days ago, she is Maria Fernando now.
You mean they were married?
As soon as she arrived, monsieur, me, I am a witness at their wedding.
It was a long, tedious job getting the story from the proprietor, but eventually I managed to do so. Luis had stayed in the small hotel while waiting for Maria's arrival, and during that time, he and the owner had become friends. After the marriage, Luis and Maria had returned to a village in the mountains, some miles outside the city. With a great deal of persuasion, I learned the name of this village. Well, from that point on, it was very simple. Inquiries in the village led me to a small farm, and in a hired car, I drove there, arriving shortly before sunset. Two people were working in a field near the farmhouse, and even without another glance at the photographs, I knew that my search was at an end. Later, a lot later, after the shock of introductions were over, I sat with Luis and Maria and talked of the future and the past.
So there it is, senor. Luis Mantilla is dead, and Maria is dead. We are two other people starting a new life together.
That's how it is, and always will be, Senor Conoy, if you keep our secret, as I think you will.
Well, what about Garcia and your career back in Spain?
I'm sorry about Garcia.
I find it hard to be sorry for him. Luis was just a meal ticket to Garcia. He will find himself another one.
Well, I think you're misjudging the man, you know. I believe what he told your brother, Marcial.
Perhaps. But Garcia wouldn't understand.
You won't go back because of Pepe and of what happened?
Pepe.
Well, wasn't his death the reason why you chose to disappear?
Pepe's death? No, senor.
It touched off a spark that had been smoldering a long time. You tell him, Luis.
It was very bad for me when Pepe died. Maria was his wife, and I loved her from the first time I saw her. And because of that, in a kind of way, I killed my brother. And after he died, I walked back from the infirmary through the crowd. And they were hushed, it's true, but I saw the eagerness for tragedy, and the sense of death that was through them. And then suddenly I knew why they were all there.
Why, Luis?
To see death, senor. Not the bulls. The toreros themselves. That's what they came to see. It is nothing to watch a bull die, but a man riding out there on the yellow sand of the arena. Oh, yes, senor. That was it for them. Why, I've heard old men tell their sons. I was there the afternoon Farida died. And those who were there would have been able to boast that they'd seen the last time Luis Mantilla walked in the Plaza of Madrid.
Well, all right, so you were suddenly sickened by it. Couldn't you have announced your retirement?
Manolete tried to do that.
They spat on him and people threw stones at his house, senor. The one thing the crowd will never forgive is for its idol to walk away unscathed.
They taunted him into coming back for one more season, and he never lived to see the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
Besides, I couldn't have gone out there into the arena, even for one more fight, because I think I would have been killed. As for now, senor, I have the feeling I'm going to live to be a very old man.
I left them there and walked away, feeling almost envious. For they were two people who knew where they were going. They were free of the chains that had bound them, and they were in love. The future belonged to them. They gave me permission to write this story, although I've changed some of the names so that their privacy remains undisturbed. And next season, the Bullrings of Madrid will have to find a new idol. For Luis Mantilla will never be going back to the plaza again.
I've been listening to Lionel Merton as Mike Conoy in another exciting episode in the series, Europe Confidential.
This is Basil Rathbone again, as Mike takes the copy out of his typewriter to file his story. Our play for today comes to an end. Well, goodbye now till we meet again to listen to another of the world's greatest mysteries.
That's the show for this week, but don't forget there are thousands more like it at RelicRadio.com. Horror, strange tales, science fiction, crime, all available for free. If you'd like to donate to Relic Radio and help keep it all free, you can do that through the website as well. Visit donate.relicradio.com to find out more about that and see the special downloadable sets that are available. My thanks to those who have donated, and thanks for listening today. Talk to you again next week.